This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Business is global. President Obama is headed to Cuba this weekend with an entourage of diplomatic and trade officials. Airlines want rights to fly in. U.S. Postal Service announced this week it was resuming direct mail for the first time in 50 years. But as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, there's still a long way to go before trade relations look anything close to normal.
Without Congress, there's only so much President Obama can do to strengthen economic ties between Cuba and the U.S.
The biggest change has been the message from both sides that they actually want to take steps to improve relationships.
Gustavo Membiela is with the Hunton & Williams law firm in Miami. He says it's still pretty tough for a U.S. company to set up shop in Cuba.
There are issues with the currency exchange within Cuba. There's issues with employing Cubans if you are in a permitted sector.
Such as agriculture or telecoms. Cuba could ease those currency restrictions if things go well. John Gronbeck-Tedesco researches U.S.-Cuba relations at Ramapo College in New Jersey.
Getting money flowing between countries, getting the postal system working between countries, all of that is happening, and certainly it's going to make companies want to do more in Cuba. The question also is, what is Cuba going to allow?
A question Mr. Obama will be trying to answer next week. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.